GED to PhD by Josephine Grove, PhD. In 2020, 1 week before the COVID shutdown, I completed a doctorate in higher education administration from the University of Phoenix Online. While many graduates earned terminal degrees that year, my graduation was unique because on graduation day, I was 79 years old. Additionally, I am an African American woman who is legally blind. Legally blind indicates visual acuity with the best correction in the better eye less than or equal to 20 over 200. My visual acuity is 20 over 400. In my case, blindness is caused by the disintegration of the rods and cones in the back of the eyes, known as rod cone dystrophy. This means I may not drive a car and have almost no central vision but reasonably good peripheral vision. I can only read the printed or written word with different forms of magnification. I rely on speech voiceover to read materials to me. For example, my computer reads what is on the screen using Zoom text software designed specifically for blind and visually impaired individuals. My iPhone, watch, and even bathroom scales all use speech technology to convey information. As my vision loss escalated, the challenges to my educational journey increased. My first diploma was my GED, earned after I left high school to deliver my first child. Next, I earned an associate's degree in nursing while my vision was still 20/20. When I earned my bachelor's degree in 1983 from Stevens College, I could still read and drive with only mild difficulty. 10 years later, when pursuing my master's degree at Bonn University, I found it difficult to read my handwriting and resorted to using a thick black marker for written communication. While embracing my educational goals, I worked full-time and raised 4 children as a single mom. Quite frankly, I lived in fear that my employer would discover I had vision problems and I would subsequently lose my job. 16 years later, in 2009, while teaching online, I began studying for my doctoral degree. By this time, I depended entirely on magnification and electronic speech recognition for written communication. During the final year of study, I relied on my daughter to make corrections on the dissertation because although I could hear the mistake being read by the computer, I could not visually locate the sentence on the page. Imagine the frustration and loss of valuable time. As a result, with one setback or another, it took 11 years for me to complete my PhD. The most arduous task was writing the dissertation, conducting research, trying to read graphs, and designing Excel spreadsheets using accessible computer tools. I was fortunate that many family members and friends supported me with this monumental document. The fact that I graduated at all is a success story. I began the doctoral journey 1 month before major surgery to reduce my burgeoning weight. Recovery from this procedure would take the next 2 years, with numerous hospitalizations. The difficulty was worth it, as I lost over 120 pounds and my general health improved significantly. Despite complications, I only missed a few days of class, and with the accommodation of extra time because of my blindness, I turned in all assignments by the deadline. Quite soon after the recovery, I discovered a lump in my breast. A biopsy was performed, and diagnosis was cancer. Although the lump was small, I elected to have a right mastectomy. The weeks following surgery were demanding, and I was extremely fortunate that no radiation or chemotherapy was required. I missed only 1 week of class and continued my studies. I'm happy to report that I am cancer-free today. Because of the pandemic, my graduation was presented via YouTube. I prepared at home with thousands of other graduates. Family and friends around the country tuned in to watch. When my name was called, my son and his wife were at my home to officially place my cowl over my head. It was beautiful, even though I had often imagined walking across the stage to the sound of Elgar's pomp and circumstance. Recently, at a party for my 82nd birthday, I asked my brother, who hosted the event, if I could walk in my regalia into the party. He readily agreed, and I had the chance to thank in person many of the people who helped me complete my doctorate. No matter how lofty your dreams and ambitions are, you can succeed despite any challenges you face. Pursuing goals requires due diligence, belief in yourself and your dream, focus, persistence, determination, and discipline. Refuse to indulge the naysayers who might ridicule your efforts or sabotage your daily objectives. No matter what obstacles you encounter, do not blink. You can do it. Contact information: Josephine Grove, 10 Millstone Campus Drive, number 203, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Mobile 314-320-5957. Email: jogrove robe08@gmail.com.